Today on The Journey.
When I realized that I don't have to be this guy that people are projecting. Look, I come in brokenness, and that's what's awesome about our God. He's not looking for perfect men. He's looking for men who are broken and who want to live for Him.
In today's gender-confused culture, how can men recapture their God-designed roles and purpose? What does a man made in God's image look like, and how does he act? Those are the questions begun in today's broadcast. Ron Moore and a special guest embark on a quest to rediscover biblical manhood. Also, we're offering for a gift of any amount Ron's booklet, Created for Oneness. It offers a biblical framework for marriage and sexuality. This is a must-have resource in our post-Christian culture. You can get your copy by calling 724-731-2018. Your gift today will help further this ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron to introduce his guest for part one of a discussion called A Man and His God on The Journey.
Welcome to a special edition of The Journey. It's my privilege to join you Monday through Friday to consider God's Word together and determine how we can apply God's Word to our lives. Over the next weeks, we're going to be doing something just a little bit different. We're going to be focusing on the issues that men face. And to help us understand the day-to-day challenges that face men, I have a special guest with me, and I want to welcome Tunch Ilkin to The Journey.
Great to be with you, Ron.
Well, I'm glad you're here today, Tunch. Tunch is a former professional football player. He was 13 seasons with the Steelers and one season with the Packers.
Right, is that right? I had a brat with the, you know, some people have a cup of coffee with them. I had a brat with the Packers.
one stint with the Packers. Tunch was a co-captain of the Steelers, a players rep, a vice president of the NFL Players Association. That was a pretty good gig.
Well, you didn't get paid for it, but you know what made that good? No, seriously, though, Ron, what made that cool is the era of free agency. Mm-hmm. I had the privilege of serving on the executive committee when we hammered that new agreement on when football went from the old CBA of no free agency to what's going on with players today. So I remind the guys all the time that the reason they're making us money.
You made it happen for
them. Well, I was one of the guys.
Tunch also does caller commentary for the Steeler broadcast team, so that makes him a professional communicator.
Semi-professional.
For the last 10 years, Tunch has led the men's ministry at the Bible Chapel in Pittsburgh. And again, Tunch, I want to thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
Okay, so Journey goes around the country, and to help us connect with the different cities, let's do a little football connection here. I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. You are an offensive tackle,
right?
You went against some of the toughest defensive players in the country.
Right.
So I'm going to name a team.
Okay.
And you tell me the toughest defensive player that you ever went against on that team. All right?
Okay, I'm ready.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, that's easy. Reggie White, your basic genetic mutation. Arms like legs, legs like people.
All right, Reggie White, Philadelphia. Detroit Lions.
Al Bubba Baker, great pass rusher. Had these arms, man. He could probably give you a wedgie from across the hall.
Al Bubba Baker.
I
don't know that I ever heard that name. All right, good guy. All right. Washington Redskins.
Charles Mann, another great defensive end. Okay. Great pass rusher. Good guy. Also in broadcasting, by the way.
And you handled every one of these.
I don't know that I handled them. I battled. I showed up.
Denver Broncos.
Carl Mecklenburg, great outside linebacker. And Broncos did some really unique things with Carl. They moved him around to different positions, so you could never count on where he was. As a matter of fact, when we used to play the Broncos, we had what we called the Mecklenburg protection. Okay. So no matter where he was, he belonged to one of the offensive linemen.
For everybody listening in Kansas City, mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs, toughest right. defensive player.
I'm going to say Art Still. Art Still was a perennial Pro Bowl defensive end, great player, mm-hmm. really good guy as well.
St. Louis Rams. Or were they called the Cardinals?
Back when, if you want me to go to the L.A. Rams, that was Jack Youngblood, was the toughest guy I went against the L.A. Rams. If you want to go the St. Louis Cardinals, that would have to probably be